You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show. And now, here's Drew and his trusty sidekick, Pierre, because my bladder's empty.
Bob Dylan singing Little Lenny Kravitz.
You know, there's quite a difference between us singing and the last gentleman who was in studio singing.
Yes, he was Trez Good.
That's like, remember Mark Adam from Australia? This is Mark. This is Mark tapping to a song.
And his guitar playing, too.
He had horrible rhythm on guitar.
Oh, horrible. I mean, he great quarter and everything. But
great
yeah.
quarter.
But, yeah, some of that...
It's fun ripping Australians because they can't get to you.
Doesn't he live here?
No.
I thought he lived here.
No, he married a Canadian. But. Yeah. Excuse us while Tim and I just have a little moment. Folks, you're listening to The Drew Marshall Show, and we're streaming live right here on, what is it?
DrewMarshall.ca. Oh,
no,
yeah, sorry.
DrewMarshall.ca.
Yes.
I fooled you with it right here. I left the fan on, Tim. Can you shut the fan off, please? It's too loud. Listen to that.
Yeah, holy moly.
It's so hot in the studio because of Tim's great, big, sexy, gargantuan head. I want to bring up a couple things, if you don't mind. Do you mind?
I do, but I know the listening public probably is just enwrapped.
Saturday, February the 6th, at the Millcroft Inn and Spa in Alton, Ontario. It's a beautiful place. 7:30 p.m. You want to go for an exciting evening of music and dancing, cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, enjoy an exotic atmosphere, and dance the night away with me. And the amazing band, Arden and the Tourists. And there will be another singer, Mark Rice. He'll be creating an artist. Oh, you know what? They wrote it down wrong. It's Mark Grice.
Mark Rice.
I just realized
You're
that.
Hilarious. I was going to say, who's Mark Rice? Oh, that's Mark Rice. Yes, of course.
No, but it's...
Yeah, I can see that. It's
so this is on this website that I went to. Anyway, I'm going to this gala. He will be creating a magnificent painting for auction during the event.
And he is
Mix
a
and
gifted
mingle.
Painter.
He's a very gifted painter, we know. Mix and mingle and know that $100 of your ticket price will go directly to supporting the Syrian family project, Safe Haven. So
nice.
in my hometown, there are, I think, six families who have gotten together. And they're not looking for glory because you can't find out who they are. And they've sponsored this one family in Orangeville, Syrian refugee family. I think there's four kids, mom and dad, maybe three or four kids. And so this is a fancy black tie event. Tickets are $195 per person, but $100 goes right to the family. $95 covers the rest of the evening
and
fancy,
yeah,
the whole thing. So and you could make a weekend of it and book a room at the Millcroft Inn.
Very cool.
Have you ever been there?
Once.
Oh, have
beautiful.
You? Oh, yeah. It's gorgeous.
Oh,
yeah.
Jeepers.
Jeepers?
I didn't want to say the word I was going to say because this is a Christian radio station.
Okay. why are you phoning the next guest so soon?
What do you mean? It's 2:15, right?
Yeah, it's 2:09.
Alex is just anxious to get out of here.
Alex, this is Alex's last show. She wants it to go quicker than
here.
You don't care really about the phone.
I'm walking out before the...
Honestly, I don't know if I've said enough good stuff about Alex.
She's wicked awesome.
We have had a lot of interns over the years, and nobody does it better.
I don't remember the rest of the song either.
Just stay right there. So, Millcroft Inn and Spa in Alton. If you want to help a little Syrian family kind of get started in Orangeville,
yes.
If you live up in that area. If you don't live in the area, you probably don't care, but it'll be a fancy, nice, classy night out.
Cool.
And there you go. Wanted to tell everybody about this. If you want to Google it and read more about the family, just type in, what do you type in? Project Safe Haven Orangeville. How's that?
Sure.
Okay. I feel like I have more to tell you.
Video of the week.
No, I don't want to play it.
Well, can we talk about it? Because it's hilarious.
Can you play the speak pipe thing?
Okay.
Do you see the tab?
Do you want me to play
it? Someone left us a voice message through our website, like you can do if you go to our website. You can leave a message like this.
Hey, what's up? It's I here. Just want to shout out everybody at the Drew Marshall Show. Thank you guys for having me and my family on. It was a great time. I had a blast, and hopefully we can do it again in the near future. All right, take care.
That was a nice message. That's the first time an artist has ever left us a speak pipe message through our website. Go to drewmarshall.ca, and you can click on speak pipe, which is the little thing on the side that pops up, and you can leave us a voice message. Sometimes they're not nice. If you want to complain,
really?
That's a great way to complain. We love playing complaint speak pipes. Love it.
We've had a couple good ones, yes.
It's one of my most favorite things to do. It is. It is just a beautiful blessing. Okay, you probably get Manya. Oh, she's already on. I don't have to say anything because it's Alex the intern. We don't have to say anything to Alex the intern. Abe died.
Yes. Fish. Dum. Dum, dum, dum.
Dum, dum, dum.
Dum, dum, dum. Dum, dum, dum. Dum, dum, dum.
Dum, dum, dum. Dum, dum, dum. Dum, dum, dum. We are too white.
Yes.
Anyway, Barney Miller, that was the theme song for that.
He was also in The Godfather, too.
He was also in one of the Beastie Boys songs.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Do you remember that song?
Yes, I don't remember the title, but I do remember.
Try to find that, will you, during the break or during some time?
Okay.
Also,
how about after the show?
I also want to just let you know, have I ever taught you how to beatbox?
I believe it's in reference to footwear and animals.
Yes. So, do you remember how I taught you this?
Yeah.
So, it's now a Siri thing.
Okay.
Ready? So, okay. I've been teaching people this for a long time.
Okay. All right.
This is how you beatbox.
Okay.
Alex, this is for you, too. You ready? You say boots and cats.
Right.
And you emphasize the parts of the boots, cats, boots, cats, boots, cats, boots. Right? That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ready? Here we go.
Okay. All right.
Hold on. I'm going to make sure this works here. Siri, beatbox for me.
Here's one I've been practicing: boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots. I could do this all day. Cats and boots and 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 cats and boots.
She's putting the emphasis on the wrong one there.
Well, she's a robot, man.
Yes, she is.
Cut her some slack.
That's funny. Siri, gotta love her.
I didn't know Siri followed me around and was looking for material from me.
She's obsessed with you.
I know.
Can you put on different voices for Siri? Like, is it just her, or do you have
the buddy in Ghost Boy, what was his name? He couldn't do different voices either. He was stuck with Richard Attenborough for his wheelchair voice.
Jeez.
What was his name? I can't remember his name. What a neat guy. I like
that
guy.
Oh, yeah, he was. I thought you had different
options.
I liked
him so much, I can't remember his name.
Yes.
Huh?
I thought you had options, like you could pick like a guy or a different lady voice or something like that. I thought you could.
Siri, will you marry me?
Wow, she's really thinking about it.
I'm not the marrying kind, Drew.
Took her a long time to come up with that, so I think she was trying to.
That's like most women I speak to.
Yes.
They just kind of take that long pause, try to figure out where the exit is, and then.
Yeah.
Run away.
And run away, run away.
All right, so that's all I have to say about that. We do a little thing called WTF. It stands for Where's the Faith, and that's where we talk to a variety of religion reporters from an assortment of news outlets, and we catch up on the happenings in the world of religion and faith and cults.
Oh, my.
Today's WTF guest, Manya Brashear-Pashman, religion reporter for the Chicago Tribune, chicagotribune.com/Manya. And that's how you have to say it. Manya. I sound like a DJ at a strip club. Now on stage, Manya.
Boots and cats and boots and cats. And boots
and cats. Hello, Manya.
Hello. How are you?
Have you ever been introduced like that before?
Never, never. Boots and cats have never come up in an introduction of me before.
Well,
strip clubs.
Well, yeah, really. It's a gift. You can't teach what I do, right? You just can't. So welcome. Welcome back to the Drew Marshall Show. And I just want to actually give you proper heck for something, if you don't mind. You sent me your talking points. And in the first talking point, here's what she says. You ready, Tim? Here's your question.
Okay.
Do you have Netflix in Canada?
Yeah.
Jeez. Seriously?
You know what? It's not too bad. I remember we had some friends come up and stay with us from Australia. My brother, who was much younger.
Is this going to be a long story?
No, he did the same thing. Like, he was like, do you guys have Burger Kings in Australia?
No. In Australia?
Yeah, but they call them Hungry Jacks down there because apparently McDonald's bought the right to Burger King. But anyways, it's a legitimate question for people who do not have a life here.
Now on center stage, Manya.
Boots and cats.
So you didn't answer. Do you have Netflix there?
Yes, of course we have Netflix here. Smarty. Anyway, why? Why you got to bring that up? Why? What's going on? What's going on with Netflix and God?
Well, I thought one of the most interesting news developments this week was that four pastors signed a deal with Netflix to have their messages broadcast, or I guess for sale, for rent on Netflix.
Rent? Rent to Jesus?
I don't know how you actually say it, but download. You can actually download televangelists now for a little bit of inspiration. Now
right,
and then.
But here's where I'm okay with this, because it's a choice, right? You want it. You have to actually click on that on Joel Osteen's teeth in order to hear his. I'm sure he's got to be one of them, and probably what's his name? FB Jakes. What's
the other guy.
What are the letters?
I don't know.
Jakes. TD.
TD Jakes.
TD Jakes.
Right. TD Jakes. We haven't heard anything from Benny Hinn in a while, so I don't know if he's got the cash to pony up to Netflix anymore. He's probably spending it on new hair products. So who else? Who are the preachers? Do you know the preachers?
Well, you know, I don't know all of them, but the one that I do know about is Ed Young, who is a Dallas pastor.
Yeah.
He's got a huge mega church. He's kind of a publicity hound. He's in other words, he's come up with a lot of stunts in recent years to call attention to his ministry. One of them being a bed-in, where he actually stayed in bed with his wife for like 30 days or 40 days or something like that.
What's his wife's name? Yoko?
So that I know that he's one of Joyce Meyer is also another one.
Oh, Joyce Meyer.
She is.
She's great.
Yeah,
I like her voice.
and Andy Stanley is one, if you've heard of him. And fourth one, I don't know, actually.
Okay, all right.
Well, Ed Young is the one that's really gotten the most attention for it, just because this is kind of part of his shtick.
Yeah, yeah. Well, again, I'd rather them be on Netflix than on public television, where you're flicking the channels and you know your poor child all of a sudden gets exposed to that. You don't want that, right? You got to put parental block on that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
You speak as someone who perhaps was flipping through the channels as a young boy and came across Jimmy Baker.
And I did come across, and it wasn't Jimmy that freaked me out. No, it was Tammy and her hair. It was Jack the Jesus and the makeup. Good night. Speaking of center stage, anyway.
The higher the hair, the closer to God, Drew.
Yeah, that's it. I know. Yeah. I know. So, listen, I went and saw a movie last week or 2 weeks ago with my son. We went and watched the Leonardo DiCaprio movie. What's it called again? What's it called? What was it called, Tim?
Revenant.
What?
Revenant.
Why do they have to... Just a simple name would guy survivaling
bearded dude needs an Oscar.
There you go. And I thought that was a slow-ish movie, but it was really well done. And Buddy deserves an award because there were a lot of scenes that he like. They were filming in some pretty harsh conditions, like
in Alberta.
Yeah, and it was cold. He was climbing out of water, and there was
Might argue that that's not really acting if you're freezing. And you have to act like you're freezing. No, some people have...
What you're saying is he shouldn't have got an acting award. He should have been paid more.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Anyway, Manya is on the phone with us right now. Manya, why does Leonardo DiCaprio come into the world of religion reporting this week?
Well, apparently he is really desperate to win an Oscar for The Revenant because he went to see Pope Francis and got a personal audience with the Pontiff this week. And, I mean, this is an actor who's been nominated 5 times for an Oscar, and he has never won one. So
maybe
a papal blessing, he'll score.
Well, hopefully he covered up his private parts when he went and saw the Pope.
What? You never know with Leonardo.
I'm just saying.
Does it really matter if he covers them up?
I'm just saying it's a segue into the Iranian president also who met with the Pope and they had to cover up stuff. Right?
They did. They have a lot of really lewd statues around Rome that...
you don't know the story, Tim?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's why you're looking at me with your silly face. All right, Manya, tell Tim, please.
they have a whole bunch of lewd statues around Rome that, where genitalia and stuff is hanging out for everybody to see. And so they went around and actually hung...
Anyway, yes, Manya?
veils. They veiled genitalia for the sake of the Iranian president.
Right.
So that he would not get offended.
We're not supposed to laugh at that.
So, and a lot of Italian officials thought that that was just completely unnecessary.
That's nuts.
Well, there's nowhere to hang his coat now.
Well, I hope Leonardo gets a Grammy Award. No, I really do. I think he's a pretty good actor.
Oscar.
A what?
Oscar.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I hope he gets one of them, too. Because I remember back when he was acting with my friend.
Oh, yeah, a long time ago.
Candace.
Yes.
On Full House.
Yes.
I wonder if he'll do a cameo. That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah.
And Growing Pains. Did he do a Full House cameo?
No, no. Wasn't he in? I thought he was in Full House.
No, I think it was Growing Pains.
Oh, Growing Pains. That's what I meant.
That's what Alan Thicke's show.
Oh, Leonardo was on Growing Pains?
Yeah, one of them. I don't know.
Yeah, he was Banana Man's friend.
Banana Man psychic.
Yeah.
Wonder if Ray Comfort's ever had a one-on-one, a private meeting with Leonardo.
Maybe they had to cover up the bananas.
Yes, I get it. I get it. Because, listen, folks, if you don't know what we're talking about, there's a video out there. Just type in Google, Ray Comfort. Was Kirk Cameron part of the banana video?
He was in the video
he was in
with him.
Kirk Cameron and banana. That's all you have to type in. And you'll see them on the front lawn of a place I used to live called Hume Lake Christian Camps. I worked on staff there. They're on the lawn right in front of the... Oh, it's a beautiful place. Anyway, ranting. On the phone with Manya. Manya, speaking of Iran...
Yes.
Let's talk about the Iranian-American pastor Saeed Abedini. Did I say his name right?
Mm-hmm. I believe you did. That's how I've been saying it. So I assume that's right.
He is he's out. I mean, he's gotten out of prison.
Yes,
sorry, I want to clear that up. Yeah.
He is. He's out of prison. He was imprisoned in Iran for more than 3 years, and there had been many, many efforts, much talk about getting him freed, and his wife was one of the biggest champions of that effort. And it finally came true, a deal, as I'm sure you know, the United States struck to have several prisoners released from Iran, and he was one of them. And upon his return, he's from Boise, Idaho, and upon his return...
Listen to this. This is important. This is one of the best stories we've ever had. Ready? Go.
His wife filed papers to legally separate. She said that he had been abusive, and that yes, she had tried to had been fighting for his release, but she'd actually suspended those efforts around November, and she said that their marriage had suffered since his arrest, and she just wasn't sure about its future. And
hold on, his marriage had suffered because of since his arrest. And how long had he been arrested for? Do we know?
Well, he'd been gone for 3 years.
Okay. So in other words, he was not around for 3 years, and their marriage suffered. Is this what I'm hearing?
Their marriage suffered. But she says that she was abused before that.
That's what I'm saying. So that should have been the best 3 years of her marriage.
Yeah, geez.
But she, they have two children, a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old, and she, part of her, efforts to file papers were to make sure that those kids stay in Idaho, where, near her. So it's clearly, not an amicable situation there.
Not amicable.
As you can imagine.
As you can imagine, yeah. Not good. That's not, I mean, it's not a joking matter when the kids are involved, but my goodness, that's just, anyway. I mean, when Buddy's away for 3 years, she was, obviously enjoying the company of someone else. Can I say that? Is that gossipy? Is that
too?
Are you saying this or you're just assuming?
Come on, 3 years? Would you wait for me 3 years, Tim?
I can barely hand you for 24 hours, brother.
All right, let's move to the final story from the Chicago Tribune religion reporter extraordinaire Manya Bashir Pashman. American atheist.
Yes.
It sounds like...
American atheist!
Really?
That's up on faith!
I don't want to be an American atheist! Sorry. Okay, we're losing the plot here. Folks, on the phone with Manya. American Atheists. This is a national advocacy organization, and they've tried to put a granite bench-like monument engraved with quotes from famous atheists near the Ten Commandments.
The Ten Commandments, of course.
Isn't that the yin and the yang of the world of faith?
Mm-hmm.
Hey? Hey? And how did that go in Florida?
So, well, the judge this past week ruled that the that their effort could go forward. The bench that they have in mind would feature the wisdom of Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, but the folks there in Florida rejected that. They said, oh, no, you can't have that bench because those quotes weren't complete text. They're just quotes. They're just, you know, random sentences from famous people.
You mean they were taking them out of context?
Perhaps they fear that those remarks are taken out of context, whereas the Ten Commandments, those are, right, the tablets are right there to see. They are the complete, authentic text, right? So no chance of thou shalt not being taken out of context,
no,
I guess.
No, I guess not.
Thinking.
Yeah.
So a judge ruled this week that's pretty bogus, and the lawsuit can go ahead and advance, and they might actually get their bench.
Wow.
Very
wow.
Cool.
It's quite a benchmark. Manya, do you ever come to Toronto? Any reason to come to Toronto? Do we have to have some kind of religious catastrophe for you to come to Toronto?
You know, I have not. I've been to Toronto once, long time ago, for a wedding.
Uh-huh.
It was a lovely affair, and there has been talk of the Religion News Writers coming to Toronto at some point for its annual conference.
Stop it!
Really?
So, why? There's no Religion reporters in Toronto.
Maybe that's why we would come. We would need a break.
That's true. Probably would. Do you think that'll happen? Because you know what I'll do if that happens. How many of you guys gather, by the way? How many, like, what numbers would we be talking about?
Oh, 7 or 8?
We have about 200, 300 folks.
Oh, okay. I was gonna offer that you all come out on a trail ride, but we don't have that
come
many
into
horses.
The studio. I mean, we had the choir in here.
Yes, we had a Toronto Mass Choir. We could have 200 religion reporters in the studio at the same time.
Oh, there you go. And we'll sing for you.
I like that.
Nice.
Oh, that may not be good. Manya, tell us something interesting about yourself. Just something that's been fascinating those in your world about you lately.
About me?
Yep, just something personal.
Oh, boy.
I like to get to the heart of the issue,
the spot,
heart of interviews.
Right?
Yeah.
Something personal and...
Seriously.
My son is saying mama.
Yes!
All right.
That's awesome.
He's 17.
Congratulations. He's 17.
He is also saying dada and truck.
Nice.
Wow.
Is what's important.
One of those words will get him into trouble one of these days.
Yes, dada or mommy.
Yeah. Manya, what a pleasure. Always fun to chat with you. Thank you for joining us again, folks. The website you want to go to is chicagotribune.com/Manya/Manya. Good to chat with you, Manya.
Thank you, Drew.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye. Bye. They've got great stories over there. Go to the Chicago Tribune. Follow them online. Creep on them all over the place. All right? Go do it. Do it. Short break on our show. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Enneagram. Is this the Abe Pagoda song?
Yes, it is. It doesn't come up for a few minutes.
Oh,
I never know. I've looked online the best that I can, unless they've altered the version.
I just love the Beastie Boys.
They're great.
Is it just because I'm an awkward white guy? And
yes, absolutely.
Okay. I'm sure at some point it says Abe Pagoda. Anyway, short break. When we come back, it's the Enneagram. We're going to chat about the Enneagram once a month for the next 7 months because I found it to be one of the most interesting personality discovery tools out there. How's that? Really, when I did the test, which is like $12 or $15 American, whatever, which is like $700 Canadian dollars now, I was thrilled with how it sort of... picked me, how it showed me, how it saw me. It was an amazing experience. So Gail Scott, she is a senior faculty member of the Enneagram Institute, and we'll chat with Gail in just a little bit. And then later in the show, Gandhi's grandson. I just love saying that. Later in the show, Gandhi's grandson. Manya.
Get my